This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 5th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. United Airlines has confirmed that the first of 7,000 promised layoffs will begin just after the holidays. United spokeswoman Megan McCarthy told the Chicago Tribune Wednesday that about 1,200 jobs will be cut as 2009 begins. About 700 will be mechanics, including 300 at United's San Francisco maintenance base. Other sources had earlier reported the airline will cut as many as 490 customer service reps and 387 pilots, also in January. McCarthy commented, quote, "These are part of the difficult but necessary actions we are taking company-wide to enable United to compete in this challenging economic environment," unquote. Analyst Michael Durchin of FTN Midwest Securities says the airlines can't afford to assume the current dip in fuel prices will last. Quote, "They don't have great visibility beyond the next month or two," unquote. Plans by the major U.S. airlines to cut capacity at summer's end sounded serious, but if anything, they apparently fell short of the actual drop-off in passenger demand. Comparing November this year to November last year, Southwest saw its average load factor plummet to just 63.2%. That's down 6.1% from last year. MarketWatch reports American Airlines passenger count fell 14.5%, resulting in a 4.6% drop in load factor despite fewer available seats. American Eagle saw traffic down 21.5%. Continental's was down 10.5%. U.S. Airways seems to have come closest to matching capacity cuts to traffic declines. Revenue passenger miles dropped 6.9%, but the load factor fell only 0.7%. Airline stocks have taken a pounding this year, down 61% for the sector as a whole. A softening market for commercial airliners led engine maker Pratt & Whitney to lay off 350 salaried workers nationwide, effective Wednesday. Company spokeswoman Jennifer Whitlow told Connecticut's Hartford Courant most of the company's business lines have been hit by the recession, with slumping demand for new engines for commercial airliners. And with major airlines parking their older planes to effect capacity cuts, Pratt's normally profitable maintenance, repair, and overhaul business has also taken a hit. The news is worst in Connecticut, where 280 of the jobs were based. The company already cut over 100 blue-collar jobs there earlier this year. 2 weeks ago, Hamilton Sundstrand, which, like Pratt & Whitney, is a division of United Technologies, laid off 11 salaried employees and offered early retirement to 370, hoping for at least 50 takers. Boeing and Airbus owe much of the value of their stocks to their order backlogs. Both manufacturers have years' worth of production stacked up on waiting lists, which could be a major factor in helping them ride out a tough recession. But both companies are already seeing options for additional planes dropped by their airline customers, and in some cases there is a risk of outright cancellations of firm orders. The Associated Press reports Airbus and Boeing are carefully managing their backlogs to avoid building what the industry calls white tails. That's jets that roll off the assembly line with no customer's logo to paint on the empennage. Kingfisher Airlines, Iberia, and Cathay Pacific have all said they expect to delay or cancel orders from Boeing or Airbus. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Search teams find no survivors of a crash in Puerto Rico. A defective cockpit voice recorder leaves the Citation accident a mystery. And a bankruptcy judge cuts Sun Country Airlines a break. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell discusses how to share the costs of owning a general aviation aircraft with David Kruger, CEO of the Aircraft Partnership Association. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.